original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. For the most entertaining talk anywhere, stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, your real talk station with 24 hours of commercial-free programming.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. With your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
It in the studio. How's it going, folks? We got Kevin in the studio today. Just talking, just living it. How's everybody's Sunday going? Good to hear. You get it? Because like I can't really talk to you because I'm on the radio and you're sitting at home. But yeah, guys, happy Halloween, happy holidays. We got Halloween and all this stuff coming up, and, actually, Halloween was last night, but we got Thanksgiving coming up already.
Turkey, this is crazy.
We got so much stuff coming up. Can you believe it's already almost Christmas? That's just ridiculous.
It's that time of year again.
It's ridiculous. Like, I remember, like, a few months ago, I was thinking, oh, God, it's almost Halloween. You know, now it's Halloween. It's just times are, they're going fast. It's crazy. Well, today on the show, as you know, on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, we talk about everything from school issues, parental issues, relationship issues, religion, the universe, anything. You know,
anything
and everything we talk about on the show. But we come from the teen perspective. We come from a logical perspective of the teen state of mind, if that made sense.
The dark side.
The dark side. No, not at all. The dark side. No. But
we're happy.
We are happy. We're happy people. But we got a couple questions that listeners had emailed me with. I'm going to get back to you guys. And I also want to talk about lying today on the show. Just thought I'd switch it up a little bit, talk about, you know, when it's like okay to lie, a white lie, you know, the why people lie, is it worth it, this, you know, this and that, the pros and cons, and, you know, we're gonna analyze lying.
I'm not on the radio right now.
You're a liar. If you guys want to call in, talk to us at all about, lying or anything for that matter, feel free to call in. Number is 323-203-0815. As a matter of fact, we got a caller right now. Let's see who this is.
Oh, hey, caller.
Oh, hello, caller. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, you're on the air. How's it going?
Well, I'm angry. I got a couple of youngins, a couple of teenagers. And they just don't seem to respect authority.
Really?
The way I did.
Really?
And I'm just wondering, what's wrong with you kids?
Well, what's your name, sir?
You're watching that MTV all day, and,
that darn music,
you know,
television.
On the crack pipe, what's going on?
There you go, you know? You got, we were watching the MTV and just doing crack and heroin all day.
Really? You think that's funny? That's not funny. I've had my kids at rehab already. That's not a joke.
No, I'm sorry, sir. Explain. What was your why did you call? Why did you want to talk to us?
I just don't understand. I want to reach out to these kids. I want to love them, but I feel like I need to punish them severely. I mean, we've always had corporal punishment in our house, and sometimes they respond, sometimes there's welts or they have little dings, but should I keep continue to punish them physically, or should I just verbally or emotionally batter them at this point?
Well, I think punishing your kid too much is gonna want to make them kind of stand out and kind of rebel. I mean, they might be doing it because
of spite. Of course, you say that. You're one of them teenagers.
Well, yeah, but I mean, my parents kind of are like that, and I have friends whose parents are more relaxed and less strict. And I think
your parents are strict.
Yeah, my parents are quite strict, actually.
Do they physically, do they have corporal punishment?
They used to. I mean, it's kind of cut back now that I'm older. But, they...
Cut back, but they're still, like, will you get a thrashing if you've done something wrong?
It's more of, like, go to your room or you're grounded nowadays. But back then it was, I'm getting the belt and the shoe and stuff.
You got the belt?
I did get the belt.
You sound like a good young man, son. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, what was your name, by the way? So I can,
My name's Billy.
Billy. Well, Billy, I'm Dave. How's it going?
Hey, Dave.
So yeah.
I'd be proud to give you the belt anytime, boy.
Well, hopefully I won't be receiving the belt one of these days. That doesn't sound too enjoyable, but
it's not.
So did you say
You take care. You've made me feel better already. I'm gonna go handle my kids.
just be loving.
Yeah, you love your kids. Just
I'm always
your
loving
kids.
When I hit them. Nobody hits a loving belt more than me. take care, boys.
All right, you have a great day, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling, Billy. All right, well, thank you very much, Billy, for calling in and giving us that insight. I don't know if, abuse is too...
Yeah, I don't think that's a good way of punishing
good
kids.
Good to punish your kids. I'm sorry to hear about your situation. Hopefully your kids... No, Billy's kids don't. Don't do drugs. Drugs are not good at all.
And talk to your kids, Billy. Don't beat them.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, sit down and have a talk with them and see where they're coming from.
Yeah, don't. Definitely don't resort to physical violence. That's not good. Also, along with that not being good, it is actually illegal. So that's probably not healthy. But talk to your kids. And I know you've probably tried talking to your kids over and over and over again, but really, really try talking to your kids. Take privileges away from them. Don't hurt them.
And don't go into it as like the mindset of like, oh, those darn teenagers, you pesky rascals. I mean, treat them like adults. I mean, I don't know. You didn't say how old your kids were, but yeah. I'm sure they're mature enough to sit down and have a real conversation with you.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I'm actually really glad that you called in because when you said that all we do is watch MTV and
crack
smoke our crack. That's I would say a bit over the top for a stereotypical teenager. But I mean, people that perceive teenagers to be like that way, like oh all we do is watch MTV and smoke crack or do drugs. I mean. There are, few teenagers out there that have just, gotten sucked into things like that need to get out of it. But, for the most part, we really aren't like that. To be completely honest, I don't even like MTV. Yeah. I mean, I used to watch MTV, a few shows. I used to watch Cribs. But, it was a good show. I like watching big houses. It's fun to see these famous stars' houses. But, besides that, I don't really watch MTV. And most of the time I'm really not a big fan of crack.
Only on days that end in Y.
No, I'm just kidding around. Yeah. Definitely not. But Billy, some of the things that you could do, hopefully you're still listening, definitely like sit down, talk to your kids. Bring up studies on drugs. Show them, the negative things.
There's
nothing positive about drugs. There's nothing positive about the drugs, that you were saying your children had experimented with, and I'm sorry to hear that. That's sad, but don't resort to violence. Talk to them, see what's wrong. Why did they do it in the first place? What in the entire world is there, to get them to stop? And how far will you go? And how much does it take? But I, you know, I'm sorry to hear about your situation. I actually want to go on to answering a couple emails and a couple questions people had sent me, just so I can get back to you guys. All right. You guys can email me, by the way, anytime you want. DCSboarding, that's B-O-A-R-D-I-N-G, 514@AOL.com. All right, let's start out with a question from Lauren. It goes, hi, Dave. Help. Two of my so-called closest friends just did something that was really strange to me. They told this girl at school, who was really overweight, quite socially awkward, that I secretly liked her. I've always been sort of nice to her, just saying hi at school, but I would never date her. Why would these guys and girls do this? Now, this girl is acting more friendly and walking with me to classes and coming up to me at lunch. I don't know what to say to her because I don't want to hurt her feelings. I don't know what to say to these guys and girls who did this to me either. Thanks, Lauren. Well, Lauren, it doesn't look like that was, you know, a good call on your friend's part. But, you know, I'd actually look at it. I know it sounds a little silly, but look at it as a positive thing. First of all, you know, you made a new friend. And just be nice to a person. You know, the fact that your presence is there and, like, this other person, you know, who's overweight, quiet and socially awkward, you know, gets enjoyment out of being in your presence, look at it as a compliment, you know? Like, definitely get the point across, like, get the message across, like, hey, you know, like, you're such a good friend. Or, like, you know, you're one of my really good friends and, you know,
and even talking to her, like, I had a similar problem with a girl that liked me, and I think she still does, which is kind of weird. But, like, sit down and talk to her and just be like, you know, this is what happened. My friends told you something that wasn't true. I'm sorry if that offends you, but I just want to be friends.
Yeah, you know, like, we could be friends, like, hang out, do whatever, you know. And just look at it as a positive thing. Somebody that's a human being that's putting positive emotion into you is wonderful. You know, you can't ask for more than that than, you know, to be on other people's good sides. But
and if she never wants to talk to you again, I mean, she's not like when she's one of your best friends. I mean, you guys just say hi in the hallway every once in a while. So.
You know, not a real big situation, not a real big deal. But also, yeah, tell your friends not to do that, because that just puts you in a pickle, and that just makes things really, you know, annoying and pointless. Time pointless or waste of time. But there's that. Also want to go on from Abby. It says, Dave, my psychiatrist says that I probably inherited depression from both sides of my family. I've been taking medication for the last 6 months and has made me gain all this weight. I've tried different medications and they all affect me this way. What do I do? Stay depressed or deal with being overweight? I'd rather be depressed because I am so self-conscious. Help, Abby. Well, Abby, I'm sorry to hear that, by the way, but there definitely are ways that will get you out of this little predicament. Exercise, you know?
It's a big one.
It's a really big one. Regardless of what medication you're on or what food you eat, if you exercise, you will burn calories and you will lose weight.
On the other side of that, definitely don't stop taking the medication.
No, yeah. You can't stop taking the medication.
I mean, if you're prescribed the medication, you're prescribed for a reason, and you should definitely still take the medicine and try to eat healthier, exercise, and go on a diet maybe, but don't stop taking the medicine.
Yeah. You know, just take the medication and exercise. Also, watch what you eat. You know, you probably do, but you know, if you're worried about gaining weight, you're probably watching what you eat. But you know, if you're not, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to focus on. Personally, you know, like for me, I like when I exercise, I not only, you know, do you burn calories and lose weight and all this great stuff along with that, but you just feel good, you know,
and afterwards.
You know, exactly. Especially after you exercise, you just like feel really good about yourself because your body's like replenished and like you sweat out all the toxins and you just feel healthy and better. And also it's proven that people who exercise daily are less depressed than people who don't.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool thing that could also help with your depression. So keep on the medication, watch what you eat, you know.
Eat proteins.
Eat proteins.
Lots of protein.
Lots of proteins. No, and, you know, just exercise. Go running. Find something. Play basketball.
And if you're, if you're having trouble finding the time, go to the gym, like, once a week. Or just, like, run or do something in your room, like jumping jacks.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, a lot of people look at exercise as, like, oh, I have to go and run. I have to go do this. Don't look at it that way. I used to look at exercise like, I don't want to get up. I don't want to do this and that, you know. And then I started looking at it like, oh, actually, like, this is fun. I totally, like, get to go and feel good, you know, and get stronger and healthier as a person and just, like, improve who I am.
And running is nice. You get time to think and relax and be outside. And unless you do it on a treadmill, then you're just kind of lame.
No, but, yeah, and also, like, running definitely gives you, like, this natural, like, high. It's fantastic. It's just like kind of a rush of blood to the head, like relaxing, like, oh, I feel really good.
And go do it with friends. You don't have to do it alone. I mean, ask a friend, hey, you want to go jogging sometime over the weekend?
Mm-hmm. It'd be way fun.
Yeah. Go walk your dog if you have one or something.
This question is from Sarah. It says, Dear Dave, I have two guy friends who are openly gay. They are my best friends, but I also have a girlfriend who won't hang out with me because they say they're obnoxious. Because she says they're obnoxious. I want to be with my girlfriends, but I really care about my two guy friends as well. What do I do, Sarah? Well,
keep them separated.
Either keep them separated or, because, you know, some people just don't mix. You know, I have friends like that that don't mix with other friends and this and that,
yeah,
you know.
You don't schedule to hang out with them at the same time.
Exactly. You know, some people don't mix. Or, you know, ask your girlfriend why you find them or why she finds them to be obnoxious. And then, you know, if it's like a logical reason, then maybe talk to your friends about it and all you guys can hang out or whatever and work that out. Or, you know, just don't hang out with them at the same time. You know, take one day on the weekend to hang out with your two gay friends, then the other time to hang out with your girlfriend. But
go have girls' nights out.
You have girls' nights and have guys' girls' nights. You know,
the guys.
It's not bad. There you go. Problem solved. Bunked. No, debunked. No. But all right. So this is from Cassie. I got a few more emails here.
Hi, Cassie.
Hey, Dave. My boyfriend threw this big party. Now he thinks he's a big shot because everybody thinks he's cool. Now he has not been paying as much attention to me as usual. I don't know what to do. Thanks, Cassie.
Uh-oh.
Cassie, very simple situation. If your boyfriend threw this party and, you know, now he thinks he's a big shot, like he has all this ego... talk to him about it. Be like, listen, you think, you know, you just like got this ego boost because you threw a really big party and now like you have friends. It's not.
And remind him, like, I mean, they'll think he's cool for like another week or so after the party, but like you're his girlfriend. I mean, you'll be there for way long after his coolness leaves him.
You know, and yeah, and if he just, you know, continues on being this egotistical boy, you know, just keep talking to him about it, and if worse comes to worse, there's plenty of fish in the sea. I'm not saying break up with him. I'm just saying, you know, people handle their egos differently, and, you know, you never know. You never know, but definitely talk to him about it. If you guys want to call in on the show, talk to us about anything you want to talk about, please
anything
feel free.
In the world.
Numbers 1-323-203-0815.
What's that number, David?
Once again, the number is 323-203-0815.
Oh, thank you.
LA Talk Radio, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We got Kevin in the studio if you're just checking in with us. I'm Dave. We're actually answering some emails right now. We're going to talk about lying just a little bit, why people do it, you know, white lies, appropriate times and appropriate times to lie.
Big lies, small lies, tall lies, little lies.
There you go. What is that? One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
There's a walk-it in my pocket.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss.
What a good man. What a homie.
Good guy.
Played poker with him on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah. How's he doing?
He's doing well.
Very nice.
Still
so,
rhyming.
Last email, it goes, Dave, I've been with my girlfriend for about a year, and I'm starting to lose interest in her. She is a year younger than me, and I will be going off to college. I don't know what to do about this situation. Thanks, Josh. Well, Josh, let's see. You've been with your girlfriend for about a year.
It's a good
You're
run.
Starting to lose interest. She's a year younger than you. You'll be going off to college. So I take it you're a senior in high school. You've been with this girl for a year, and the spark is just starting to go away. Well,
might be time to move on.
You know, you're a senior in high school, I presume, or, you know, at least almost a senior in high school. You're going to be going off to college soon. So, you know, you're not like, you and her, like, aren't in stone. You know, I mean, you've probably put, like, a lot of emotion, like, a lot of love into the relationship, and so is she. But, you know, if the spark is gone, it's just...
But I would talk to her. I mean, see what's up. See if you want to carry on a relationship. I mean, you might be going out of state for college. You might be going farther away. You just talk. Be like, is a long-distance relationship something you really want to do? Mm-hmm. And if not, then maybe we shouldn't see each other. And maybe you just don't want a girlfriend in college, or maybe you just want to find someone up there who can be with you and just talk to her.
No, for sure.
Tell her what's up.
Don't jump to conclusion with this, because that'd just be silly. You know, you need to think about it, take time out to, look over, you know, all the possible positions in the situation and, you know, choose the best, which works for both of you. Try, you know, avoid hurting other people. Avoid, you know, oh, I'm done with you, I'm over, because that just wouldn't be good. Then, you know, stuff get started. Excuse the language. Stuff gets censorship. Started, and it's just not, you know, it's not fun. You know, you want to stay friends with people. Never, I kind of try to live by this rule where, you know, I never, ever, ever want to be on a person's bad side. You know, because you just create bad energy and, you know, negative vibrations, like, when it comes between you and, like, the other person that just aren't needed. Yeah. You know, just because... you guys, you know, are over the relationship and, you know, the spark is gone doesn't mean you guys can't be friends. That's what I find so silly about people in high school.
They always, like,
you know,
disown their
right?
girlfriends.
It's so true.
Happens. Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, it's either black and white. We can either be going out and totally in love, or we can't be friends at all and I hate you. You know, it's like...
See, I see it totally opposite.
Yeah.
I like to stay friends with my ex.
No, totally. Like, you know, if you put so much love and energy into a person, like, why
give up on it?
Why give up?
Yeah.
Just why? You know, like, if you can sustain a, you know, an emotional connection with that person while you're going out, then you can sustain an emotional connection with the person when you guys aren't going out.
Yeah.
You know?
And who knows? Maybe later on in the year you can come back from college and be like, hey, I'm totally interested in you.
Yeah,
again.
And, like, I totally love you. Like, you know.
I missed you. Baby, come back.
Baby, come back. No.
Exactly.
But, yeah, Josh, so just, you know, look for logical outlets in the situation. We actually got a call coming in right now.
Call.
Swing. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You're on the air. Hello. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, you are on the air. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Who is this?
This is Trent Clifton. Who is this?
This is Dave. You're on the air live, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. How are you guys doing today?
We're great. Actually, I was wondering, I have a friend. I've been going out with his girlfriend for a little while, and then he actually cheated on her before she decided to take him back, and we've been together and happy since, but I don't know, I still just don't see him as a very fit boyfriend anymore.
This does sound very funny. Let's just laugh, because we're on the air. So, I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
David Cohen. Where did you go last night?
Okay. Hello. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. How's it going?
Focus.
Yeah.
Focus.
Can we quiet the noise in the background and
focus.
And focus.
All right. Where were you last night?
Where was I last night? I actually do not know who this is.
That is classified information.
That is indeed classified. If I told you where I was last night, I would have to. I would have to hunt you down.
Oh, and that's a promise.
I'm just kidding. All right. Well, it seems that we've been disconnected. I'm so sorry to hear that. If you'd like to call back, and talk to us, you are more than welcome to call back. But we were talking about. I think we were finishing up talking about Josh's situation with his girlfriend. But what I really wanted to go on to was lying. If you guys want to call in, we were talking about lying or talk what you want to about, you know, your boyfriend cheating. All I heard was boyfriend cheat, something like that. But so the fine line between when it's okay to lie and not to lie. Basically, like, what is a white lie? Like, when should we lie to like our significant other, girlfriend, boyfriend? When should we lie to our parents? Is it good? Probably not. Stuff like that. I want to start out with saying, you know, lying in general is just not a positive thing. You know, lying, you know, because when you lie, you're not telling the truth, and the truth usually gets out most of the time.
And lies usually build on each other.
Lies definitely build on each other, you know. But it is okay to lie, and I believe this is also, you know, all the way preference, but I believe that, like, it's okay to lie to a certain extent. For example, you know, a friend, one of your friends who's, like, you know, overweight or something, like, buys a really tight dress. And she's like, oh, you know, I've been working out. Like, do I look skinnier? Like, you're not going to want to be like, no, you're fat. You know, you're not going to want to do that.
Well, I kind of disagree. Like, I believe lying is okay, but I try to be as honest as possible while not crossing that line of, oh, you're fat. Just kind of like being honest and telling it how it is, but not being mean about it.
Right.
So I believe an honest opinion is good because it's honest. And then you don't embarrass yourself. Like, oh, look at this dress. Does it make me look fat? And be like, well, maybe you should go with one size up or something. So they're not out there. Everyone's like, oh, look at that obese chick.
Right.
Skinny dress.
No, for sure. I know what you're saying, but, you know, you have to like make up for, you know, like.
Making
like
close friends and stuff. You don't want to hurt. And I,
no, exactly. Like, you can't make people feel bad that, you know, like, oh, how, you know, how do I look fat in this? Like, no, sweetie, you don't look fat. You look gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But you know, you can also, like, give suggestions. You know, there's
exactly.
A very fine line between, you know, being mean and giving constructive criticism. You know, like. Oh, you're fat, you know, as opposed to that, and the difference between, like, yeah, you know, like, the dress totally looks great, you know, maybe you should get, you know, something that, like, fits better, you know, maybe try, like, another dress that fits better,
maybe,
like, you know, a different color.
Maybe that dress doesn't look comfortable, maybe you should try a size up.
Yeah, you know.
Be a little cozier.
Say it's subtle, or, you know, but if it makes them happy, when it comes down to it, if it makes the person happy, good for them,
yeah.
You know? If whatever they do to comfort themselves and make themselves feel, you know, like, situated and, like, comfortable with who they present themselves as a person, then more power to them, you know? When it's not, I would say, you know, too good to lie is, for example, oh, hey, mom and dad, I'm going to a party. Okay, like, you have fun at that party. Where are you sleeping tonight? This person's house. All right, and then, like, going to, you know, Las Vegas. That's not a good idea, you know? Or just lying in general, you know? Just don't do it, because you never know what could happen. You never, ever know what could happen.
That possibility actually came up last night at the Halloween party. My
oh, yeah,
mom
say
was like, Kevin, you can go sleep at Collins. I was like, oh, cool. She's like, I don't need to talk to a parent this time, because it's Halloween, and, you know, just have fun. It's like, oh, very cool. I was like, I could possibly just spend the night at Chris's house with everyone and just kind of kick it there. And I was like, no, I'm going to sleep at Collins, because if they did call or something and were like, hey, can I speak to my son? Oh, he never showed up.
Yeah. No, exactly. No, for sure. You just got to, you know, you got to back yourself up for those things. And, like, not only coming from, like, oh, like, you could get caught point of view, but, like, also coming from, it's just morally incorrect, you know, like, I've realized, you know, I'm a teenager, Kevin's a teenager, teenagers
are
teenagers.
I'm not a teenager.
I'm a little boy.
That's ignorant.
Now, I've obviously, like, I've lied to my parents in the past, and I've gotten caught, you know, and I've also lied to my parents in the past, and I've gotten away with it, you know.
It's a 50-50 shot.
It is a 50-50 shot, but I've realized through, you know, much lessons learned and much grounding and much discipline that
corporal punishment.
Not
hang
quite.
Him up by the thumbs.
Let's stretch out his limbs. No. Tie ropes to his legs and pull him.
Spit in his eyes.
Excuse me. No, but I've just realized that lying is just not worth it. By the end of the day, lying is really not worth it. Because, yeah, you know, you totally could get away with what you tried to get away with. And, you know, you could totally work and you could totally have a great time and then wake up the next morning, go back home, and everything's fine, you know? But at the same time, that only goes on for so long. And along with that, you know, you just... If something were to happen, how much trouble would you get in? Like, that totally wouldn't be good at all.
On top of that, it's like, if you tell the truth, it's like, oh, well, you're in trouble for that. And it probably wouldn't be that bad if you told the truth, because your parents would be like, oh, he told the truth. If you lie, it's like, oh, not only did you do this, but you weren't where you said you were, as well as you lied about it, so I'm going to punish you for lying about it.
Yeah.
Like, no. It just adds to the punishment.
No, definitely. Also, like... With that, you have to keep telling lies to cover up the lie.
Yeah, like if you come home saying you were sleeping at one friend's house, oh, what did you guys do? Oh, we watched movies and stuff when really you were out kicking it at a park at 3 a.m.
Yeah, you know, doing drugs.
Crack pipe.
No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, you know, it's just not good. It's just not a good thing. Not a good thing to do. If you guys want to call in once again, feel free. 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. Call in, tell us about lying experiences you've had, how you've gotten caught, how you've gotten away with things, if you think I'm stupid, if you
don't like his hair.
If you don't like the if you think I'm fat.
His
tell
voice
me.
Is too deep.
No, just call in, talk to us.
It's just Judge David.
It's Judge David Day. No. Talk about anything you want. You can also email me, DCSBoarding, that's BOARDING 514@AOL.com. Once again, DCSBoarding 514@AOL.com. Oh, actually, what do you know? I recently just got an email. Let's see.
Well, hey there, email.
Dave and friends. Well, Natasha, this is, I can do that one as well. Natasha, I've been seeing this boy for about 5 months. He went out with his friends last week and got a few piercings, and I think he looks really ugly. He refuses to change it because it makes him feel better about himself, and I can't kiss him the way I used to because of his piercings. What do I do? Well,
sounds like you're in quite a pickle.
Sounds like you are in quite a pickle. You can't kiss him like you used to because of his piercings. So let's see. Probably got like a lip piercing. And
I wonder if that's like physically, like I can't kiss him because there's like an earring in the way, or like I can't kiss him because of the way he looks.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, if you have a problem with the way he looks because of his piercings, I'd say talk to him about it. Be like, sweetie, you look ugly. Like, you know.
You look ridiculous.
If you guys have a really good relationship, you can talk to him like that. Just be like, listen. You know, I think you're way handsome, but you gotta lose the lip ring. And then if he gets all defensive, is like, no, you know, then just be like, all right, you look silly, you know, and handle that your own way. But, you know, if you can sit down with him and be like, listen, I totally know that it, you know, makes you feel good and stuff, but I don't want to be seen in public looking like that. And, you know, if he'll be like, all right, but it totally makes me feel better. Maybe come to a compromise, you know.
He can only wear it on Thursday.
He can only wear it on Thursday.
But, so. I mean, if you really love him, I mean, it shouldn't matter. I mean, sure, it'll feel weird kissing him because there's a big metal chunk in your, like, lip. But but I mean you'll get used to it, as well as, like, it shouldn't matter what he looks like if you really love him. 5 months, I mean, you might love him by now. I mean, you might still be searching, but I mean, it's just like, hey, it's a lip ring. It's not that big of a deal.
No, it's really not that big of a deal. But if it becomes like a
nuisance,
yeah, then I don't know. Just talk to him about it. So there you go, Natasha. I think those are all the emails from now. So yeah, let's get back on the topic of lying. Let's see. We have a caller.
Hey, caller.
How's it going? Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You are on the air. Talk to us.
I'm so nervous.
Aw.
I'm Dave.
I'm Dave. This is Kevin. What's your name, ma'am?
How's it going?
Hey. My name's Corinne.
What's your name?
Corinne.
Corinne?
Uh-huh. Corinne.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Corinne.
Hi, Corinne. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question.
What's your question?
To ask you guys.
What's your question, Corinne?
It's kind of embarrassing, but I have pretty nice friends. And, we hang out at school and we hang out on the weekends and stuff like that. But there's one girl in our group, and I like her and everything, but I've never told anybody this. I'm really jealous of her.
Why? What does she have that you don't?
She has a great body, and she's really pretty, and all the guys pay attention to her, and she's really funny. She has a good personality. And,
well, do you think that you...
She just... Everybody likes her, and... I mean, I'm hanging out with her because she's nice, but I'm really jealous of her. And I don't know how to make this feeling go away because I don't want her to know. I just don't know what to do.
Well, maybe, I mean, you should be yourself. I mean, don't try to, like, change and copy her and be like her. I mean, you should definitely be yourself, and maybe just be yourself more. Like, if you're at, like, a party or, like, a social event and she's, like, in the center of the circle of guys, like, talking and making them all laugh and flirting with everyone, like, walk up to her and, like, you know, be a part of that little conversation and put yourself out there as a person.
Yeah. Definitely. Also, what is something that you think that she possesses that you don't?
I don't know. She's just really pretty, and, like I said, she has, you know, she's really slim, and, she's funny, and she's really pretty. She has beautiful long hair, and, you know, all the guys think she's hot, and I hang out with her because, you know, she's a friend, but I hang out with her, too, because, I mean, she attracts a lot of guys, so there's a lot of guys around always. But when I'm around her, I just feel like I'm in the background, and I'm always, like, pretending to be okay and cool about it, but I don't get the attention from the guys when we're all hanging out together. They kind of ignore me.
Well, I
mean,
and
I just act
like
it's okay, but it really hurts.
Do you just kind of, like, stand there? I mean, you're not really part of the conversation. You just kind of let everything go and say a few words here and there? Or are you, like, in the conversation?
No, I'm, like, kind of quiet. I don't know what to say. I just feel like what I say is not as, like, smart as her or as funny as her. I don't know what to say.
Maybe come in to, like, the conversation, just, like, you know, your circle of friends. Come in with a different attitude. Come in, instead of perceiving yourself of like, oh, I'm not as pretty as her, I'm not as, you know, good-looking as her, and, oh, my personality isn't as great as her. Instead of that, instead of focusing on that and, like, radiating that within yourself, which just, like, goes off to the other people around you, you know, have the mentality within you, just be like, no. You know what? I am beautiful, and I have that personality. Be outgoing. Don't be afraid of what other people think of you and what other people's interpretation and an interpretation of you is.
And who cares what other people think of you? I mean, they might be, oh, she's shy and stuff now, but, I mean, if you come out and really put yourself out there as a human being and be yourself, I mean, I mean, that's all you can do. I mean, you can really just throw yourself out there and see who takes it.
I just feel like... I don't know. I can never compete with her. I just feel like people just I mean, I never can, when I'm next to her and hanging out, I never can be as, you know, pretty and interesting. And, I mean, I just, it's just really hard to compete with her.
I think some of that is the mindset. I mean, because why do you have to compete with her? I mean, who says it's like a race? Well, I mean, you know, you can be yourself, and if they don't like it, so what? Find a new group of friends. But if they do, I mean, you can be just like her without competing or being like her or copying her. I mean, I don't know you. I can't see you because we're talking on the radio. But I mean, you sound like a nice person. I'm sure you're not bad looking. I mean, you sound like an overall good person, and you should just put yourself out there and not really care what other people think.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. You know, don't be afraid of who you are. When it comes down to it, like, don't be ashamed of who you are as a person. You are who you are, and, like, what you present and, like, who you present yourself to be is who other people will see. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. You know, when they're, like, insecure with themselves and their surroundings and, you know, with kind of just like who they are, like in general, it reflects. And that's that, if you feel that way, that's what other people are going to get from you. Like, you know, when I'm in a conversation, or like when I'm, you know, in a group of people, I have the belief and the sense of understanding that, you know, I walk into the room knowing that, you know, I am confident with who I am. I love who I am, and people love me because I can talk to them, and I'm a people person, and that's just the mentality I have, and it's flawless, you know?
And maybe that's
but you have a radio show. You have to be popular. People have to like you. You have a radio show.
Not
I mean, that's
all.
Really incredible.
I mean, not I don't even think half the school knows about this
radio show. Yeah, it's not, you know, I don't think, you know, half my, well, I don't know if I'd want half my school knowing about the radio show, but, yeah.
I mean, maybe that's part of it. I mean, maybe you yourself have to find out who you are. I mean, maybe you don't know. I mean, but, I mean, it's natural. I mean, at a teenage stage in life, I mean, who is supposed to know what they are? I mean, we have the rest of our lives to find out who we are. And, I mean, there's no rush, but maybe you need to do that before you can put yourself out there because you yourself don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin?
Yep.
So tell me, you sound kind of like really nice. So, how did you find out who you are? Who are you?
Well, I'm very honest with myself. I mean, I try. I mean, everyone lies to themselves, but I try not to as best as I can. I mean, I'm who I am, and I really don't care what other people think. I mean, there's people at school who think I'm weird, and they won't even talk to me because they think I'm mentally insane and need to be put in a straitjacket in a puffy room. I really do not care what they think, and if they don't want to be friends with me, that's fine, because I have no interest in being friends with them if they don't want to take me like that. I have my group of friends who I love and care for deeply, and they all love and care for me, or so I believe and hope so, that they all love and care for me the same way.
Of course they do, Kevin.
And, you know, I mean, I just put myself out there, and whoever I attract, and that is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sorry, Karan, what's your name?
Karan.
There's no reason to think of yourself any less than the girl that you're jealous of. There's really not.
Yeah.
It's,
okay.
It's true. It's completely true. Like I said, what you know, like what you send off, like what you create within yourself, and like who you believe you are as a person is what you send off to other people. Try tomorrow, Monday, when you go to school. You go to school, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you go to school. On Monday, when you go to school, walk into campus with a new mentality. Walk into campus with, like, a different person. You know, maybe dress differently. Maybe, you know, put on, you know, like, a nice pair of jeans or, you know, just something else. That just, like, kind of change your mentality. Maybe find something that'll make you feel better about yourself just to boost it, just to kind of be, like, the hook.
I have a question for you, Krent. When you're getting dressed in the morning for school or anything, do you look through your wardrobe going, okay, well, she might look like this today, or she's gonna put this on, or she told me she was wearing this shirt, so I should try to look nice. Do you kind of think through that, like she's gonna be wearing this or something, so I should wear this?
Yeah, I mean, I always just think she looks better than me. I just think, you know, how can I kind of like fit in and look like her, or you know. How can I look more like her?
You don't want to look like her. You want to look like you. You want to look exactly like who you are, because looking like her is just following us in somebody else's footsteps. You want to be your own individual, create your own impact on the people and the world around you. That's what makes you special as an individual, as a human being.
That's true.
Is your ability to go out and be who you are and make an impact on this world.
And I think you said earlier that you feel like you don't say as smart as things as her. Like, you might say something stupid in a conversation.
Right.
Yeah, everyone does that. I mean, I say stupid things all the time and think back later, like, oh, why did I say that? But, I mean, at the time, it's like everyone laughs. It's just like, oh, yeah, that was a stupid comment. It's like, yeah, I know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's just like, what? Why would you even say that? It's just like, I don't know, it made sense in my head. Just kind of laugh it off.
I do that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? I mean, if they're going to judge you and be like, oh, she's stupid because she didn't say a smart thing, it's like, all right, well, go screw yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys.
Well, thank you, Corinne, so much for being on the air.
You helped.
Oh, well, this is
good. Good.
I'm going to go think about all the things you guys said.
Okay, you go do that. And if you want to contact me at any time, please feel free to email me. DCSBoarding, that's BoarDing, 514@AOL.com.
Or feel free to call back whenever you want.
Feel free to call back.
Okay, guys.
All right, you have a wonderful Sunday.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Happy Halloween. Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.
Little late for that happy Halloween.
A little late, but that's fine. Very nice, girl. Thank you very much, Corinne, for calling in. You're always welcome to talk to us on the show.
Except for you. Yeah. You with the hair. You can't call. You're not allowed.
It's true. We're looking at you right now through your radio. Through your computer. No. But yeah, you know, and actually that touches like on a good topic as well, which also like ties in with lying everything and everything.
I mean, that kind of goes under lying to yourself. I mean, trying to be like this other girl and...
No, definitely.
Trying to impress other people.
You know, lying to yourself, you know, is a huge part of lying in general. Because when you lie to yourself, you're literally living a lie. You know, you're living something that you are not passionate about and not, you know, who you are. Every morning you wake up with, you know... the opportunity to have your experience, you know, the opportunity to experience the gift of life, you know, and if you don't pursue that with, you know, the state of mind of being who you truly are and who you want to be as a person and like making your own individual impact in the world, then you're just, you know, you're not living it up to its fullest, I think, you know, because you're not being who you are. You're following in somebody else's footsteps. Don't, you know, don't lie to yourself.
Yeah. Be true to yourselves, and you will be truly happy.
This is very true. Actually, oh, this is cool. We just pulled up the measure or quotes on character, courage, and consciousness. The measure of a man's real character is what he would do if he knew he would never be found out. That's cool. That's actually way cool. That's from Thomas Babington McCullaway. Very nice. Consciousness is the inner voice that warns us that someone might be looking. Let's think about that.
That's a deep one.
Consciousness is the inner voice that warns us that someone might be looking. That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's way cool. I like that.
That's one way to look at it.
The best tranquilizer is a clear consciousness. You know what? I will actually completely agree with that statement. If I'm like going through my day or whatever and I am totally like stressed or just like having... I don't know, trouble going on, I will just, like, take a step back out of my day, close my eyes, and clear everything that's going on in my mind. Just go blank. Nothing to worry about, completely carefree. And honestly, that's when I feel great. That's when everything falls together. Because I allow it, you know, I allow it with an open mind to just fall together in place and just
nothing
everything
to worry
work
about.
Out.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. Exactly, exactly. To err is human, to admit superhuman. To err is human, to admit superhuman. I actually don't know what the word err means. Oh, to screw up is human, to admit is superhuman. That's cool.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one. You may be disappointed if you fail, but you are doomed if you don't try. That's a pretty famous one, actually.
You never know if you'll succeed if you don't try.
There you go. You know, and you'll lose out on the experience if you don't try. you know. I find that life and everything is just about the experience, having the experience, you know, the opportunity to seize the experience.
I was actually just looking up quotes on experience for an essay I'm writing in school. And
I mean,
there were a lot of good ones, but I mean, the overall message of it was failure is just experience.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be looked at as like, oh, you failed. It's like, no, I just tried something and maybe it'll work out better next time.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Closing note on our show, we're almost out of time. LA Talk Radio, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I want to say one more quote just to close the show. It sounds good. There are two types of people, those who come into a room and say, well, here I am, and those who come and say, ah, there you are. Okay. basically ego. You know, rid yourself of ego. It's not good. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Billy, for calling in. Very nice of you.
Thank you, Corinne.
Thank you, Corinne, for calling in. Hopefully we helped.
And Trent Clifton, whoever that
Trent,
girl.
I don't know.
That was a confusing call.
That was. Well, thanks for listening to the show. Feel free to email me at any time, dcsboarding514@aol.com. Tell me your thoughts, the way you're feeling. We'll talk. Have a great Sunday. Happy belated Halloween. LATalkRadio.com, best internet radio station in the world.
Dun, dun, dun.
Have a great day.
See ya.
Bye-bye.